Lace making in Croatia, Ipkerstvo u Hrvatskoj, is a tradition dating back to the Renaissance when lace making began spreading throughout the Mediterranean and continental Europe. Throughout the years, Croatian lace has become notable for its unique patterns and designs. In 2009, UNESCO recognized lace making in Croatia as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Today in Croatia there are three centers of lace making tradition: the Adriatic islands of Pag and Hvar and the northern town of Lepoglava. Pag lace is made by needlepoint and consists of spider web pattern embellishments and numerous geometrical motifs. The finished product is very firm, and unlike other Croatian laces, can be washed. Lace in Pag is still made today in the traditional fashion from centuries ago, and a school has opened to keep the lace making tradition alive. Lepoglava lace is a closely worked bobbin lace, with its structure consisting of a combination of stylized geometric, floral, and animal motifs and patterns. A flax or cotton thread is used, always in the color white, and comes in various shapes and sizes. Lace making in Lepoglava began production in the late 19th century, reaching its golden age between the two world wars. During this time, the lace won many competitions at international exhibitions. In Paris 1937 it won a gold medal, and 2 years later a bronze in Berlin. This era was one of greatest prosperity for Lepoglava lace. An international lace festival is held in Lepoglava every year in September in honor of the town's lace-making culture. Hvar lace is unique in that the thread is collected from the aloe leaves of agave plants that grow on the island. The leaves are picked at a certain time of the year and are then specially processed to produce a thin, white thread. The Benedictine nuns in the town of Hvar are the only ones who make the Hvar lace, which is also called aloe lace.